So it's Saturday morning, and we're here at Young Rewired States having a breakfast meeting with Josie Fraser.
Hello, good morning.
And Mike Little. Mike Little.
Hi, good morning.
So, Josie, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm a social and educational technologist. I currently work for Leicester City Council as ICT Strategy Lead for Children's Capital. And what that means, in effect, is that I'm supporting the ICT element of a massive school build programme. It's a £420 million programme. We're rebuilding every secondary school in the city. That includes obviously the mainstream schools, but also the SEN schools, the hospital school, and the pupil referral units. So my job is to make sure that the infrastructure, the systems, the end user devices are robust, are going to really support some amazing things for our learners, and also to support the schools in their staff development and building on the brilliant work that they're already doing in terms of how they use technology for learning and teaching, and also to support and develop their school communities.
Wow. And so you're supporting teachers in a way by putting the structure, like the all around that. But Mike, tell us a little bit what you're doing, because in a way you support education in a way.
Okay, yeah. So I'm Mike Little. I'm the co-founder of WordPress, and I work, I have my own company doing WordPress development, but I run a local Manchester WordPress user group where I help teach people how to use WordPress and how to get into it, and also I've been involved in Young Rewired State for the last week, helping the kids do coding, although not many of them wanted to use WordPress, strangely enough. Yeah, it's been fantastic working with the young kids this week. It's been brilliant.
So I'm going to ask, why have you come here? How do you fit into this Young Rewired State, Josie?
Obviously, I think it's an incredibly exciting time at the moment nationally for technology and for young people's engagement in technology, particularly in terms of their understanding and engagement with things like coding, and things like not just being passive consumers of systems, but actually getting their hands dirty, getting their hands under the bonnet. I think currently there's a massive sea change going on in the British education system with the taught ICT curriculum, and also in terms of the kind of extracurriculum things that are going on. So really excited to be here today. I think this event is emblematic of that and is something that will help push that forward in a really positive way.
Follow that, Mike.
What Josie said. I think it is a crucial time. I think that kids being able to code, understanding how the systems work, believing that they can contribute and change the way the systems work, is very empowering, and I think it's something important that they should know that they have the ability to get involved with, or they can choose to get involved with, instead of it just being, as Josie said, passive consumers of this technology. I just think it's key that the kids know that they can take part and help it and direct it.
I was reading something yesterday on the way down here, and it was saying, like, you know, try this tool here and try this tool. It makes coding easy. Do you think that there's a need to try and make programming easy and more accessible?
I would say that there's more accessible, yes. Yeah. Not necessarily easy, because the problem is that easy requires complex systems, and people still have to build the complex systems. So we still need people who can do the not easy stuff, but if we can ease them in using the easy mm-hmm. stuff, then so much the better. But we need to make sure that that's just not the be all and the end all.
And I wonder if there's a danger sometimes if you're almost dumbing these things down, that people are not having a realistic experience, and
absolutely,
and then
yes.
they're sort of thinking, yeah. That's all coding is. Actually, because programming's hard and it's tough, and you know, just like learning a musical instrument is,
yes.
you know.
Yes. And also equally rewarding as well.
Well, I also think that there's different experiences and opportunities for different people. So it's not just about having to become a very hardcore programmer and having to really get to grips with really difficult coding. That's very rewarding for some people, and it's really important. But also, you know, let's have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I agree with that. Fun is key to it.